Time now for your Campbell County Camels report. I'm Brandon Bainey. For the first time in 2018, the girls and boys basketball teams from Campbell County will take the floor tonight and tomorrow night. They'll take on the Rapid City schools. Rapid City Central comes to the Castle of Champions tonight, and then the Camels will head to Rapid City to face the Stevens Raiders tomorrow evening. Both will be girls-boys doubleheaders. The Lady Camels check in with a 5-5 overall mark and are looking to start the new year off a little bit better than they finished 2017, a fourth-place finish at the Energy Classic. For the Camel boys, they're 7-2, and everything seems to be rolling. Head coach Bubba Ladke says with 2 weeks of practice between games, though, they had plenty to work on.
We really were grinding hard up until the Classic, so they got a few days off last week. But it's a little bit of everything. I mean, offensively, we need to move the ball better. We need to screen better, cut better, all the little stuff that I'm sure every coach in the country is probably saying we need to do better. And so we worked on that defensively. As always, flowing with the ball and getting to the help. Basically, every little thing can get better for us.
The Lady Camels will have tough competition this weekend. Central is 5-5, just like them, while Stevens has yet to lose. They're 8-0. And for the boys, equally as daunting.
Well, they're both good, at least record-wise, and actually the kids, and I know them fairly well from growing up and playing them in travel ball. Repsy Central's 9-0, I believe, and I think Stevens is 7-1. They got great guard play. They're athletic. Their point guard for Central is long. He's a great passer. He can get in the paint, and he's got shooters all around him. And that's why teams are having a hard time with him. I compare him to us. They might be a little more athletic, but as far as the way they play, they like to spread it out and attack. And then they got guys that can shoot the ball, which makes it tough on defenders.
Both of those doubleheaders can be heard on 97.3 Camel FM. Other Camel sports this week, the wrestlers are at the Cowboy Invite in Miles City, Montana today and tomorrow. The swimmers are in Cheyenne for the Cheyenne Invite this weekend, and indoor track heads to Spearfish for their first meet of the year on Saturday. That's your Camel Report. I'm Brandon Bainey.